Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet, and also what to look for in our evening or dark skies. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, for this week's report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hello, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, Venus and Mars can be seen at sunrise towards the east. Both are easily seen as they are quite bright in the morning sky. Now, the moon is waxing this week, meaning, of course, that as the week goes on, stargazing will become more challenging as the moon gets brighter.
We have a discovery today that we're going to hear about relating to the Mauna Kea summit. And this one's exciting. It relates to the most distant object in our solar system being discovered right here in Hawaii.
The Subaru telescope atop Mauna Kea has, as you just said, discovered the solar system's most distant object, a dwarf planet lying three times further away than Pluto. This object has been given the catchy name V774104.
I like that one. That's a good one. Give us a little description of it, and is it anything else that we've heard about in rumors and theories about the solar system's far reaches?
Well, this dwarf planet is estimated to be around 450 to 750 miles in diameter, making it a pretty sizable find as far as dwarf planets go. Now, of course, we've all heard about the mysterious Planet X. This term is always used when people talk about mysterious objects in the outer solar system. It was once thought that a huge dark planet was lurking beyond Pluto, and this gave rise to the term Planet X, but this is just an astro myth.
Maybe we can call it Planet Q, since it would be right beyond Pluto. It'd be... Any descriptive elements from you on what it might be like there?
In a word, frozen. Any object that we find this far out from the sun is subject to the frigidly cold temperatures of deep space. Out here, everything freezes. It could be possible that this new planet is just one giant ice cube. But it's also possible that it may have a small rocky core.
I've got two words for you. Ski jacket.
Absolutely. Remember your thermals.
It's Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, and thank you very much for the report.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.